parts of a cyclone or a hurricane are the storm surge, the wall of water it washes ashore, and the flooding its rains bring. Some cities in Yemen are in bad spots for both threats. Tropical cyclone Chapala thundered in yesterday morning. It's the first tropical cyclone ever recorded in the Middle Eastern country. Yemen is already struggling with a civil conflict that started earlier this year involving government forces and a rebel group. It's also a poor nation, with more than half of its population living below the poverty line. Now, with the arrival of Chapala, we're bringing in Jennifer Gray to explain how Yemen has a natural disaster to cope with as well.
Carl, in the past 30 years of keeping records, this part of the world has never seen anything like this. In fact, at one point, this cyclone was equivalent to a Category 4 hurricane. It did make landfall of what we would call a Category 1, so it weakened considerably, but a lot of rain is falling in this region. This storm is fizzling out over Yemen, but the flooding is going to be a huge concern. This region only sees about 3 to 4 inches of rainfall per year. A lot of areas in the United States sees more than that in a month. 2 to 3 years worth of rain is what is expected to fall over the course of just a couple of days. And what's also interesting about Yemen, a lot of these coastal cities are right up against mountains. And so when you get this much rainfall, we're going to see the possibility of mudslides and even rock slides. I want to show you the terrain on the map, and you can see right along the coast, we have these cities in a very mountainous region. You can see the mountains sticking up. And so when you get a lot of rainfall, that rain has to go somewhere. And so it flows down the side of these mountains and floods the small cities that are right there along the coast. So you have all of this storm surge that's working its way in, and you have all the rain that's falling in the mountains. It's washing into these cities. And so that's why we've seen these incredible pictures like you're seeing now of streets completely flooded and roads washing away. And so we're going to see a lot of damage out of this area as this storm continues to push inland. Carl?